Welcome to the Budcast. This week, or this episode, this is tiny, we have some Blue Dream from Legends Northwest Cannabis Solutions. You can visit them at nwcs425.com. This is a more premium cannabis. I think the last episode we did was more on like budget weed. This is more premium, better quality. I bought an ounce of this Blue Dream, and it costed me twice as much as our green crack that we got. That was our budget weed. This is a 35.75% total cannabinoids, with 33.1% of that being the THCA. That's the part that gets you high. Should we start with our testing?
Yeah.
So we're going to start with our step one, or stage one, whatever, of our rating system. And again, this is in two processes. We have our before test and after we smoke. Let me get my page. And
the high score.
And the high score, yes. We'll have our high score. Let me just get situated with my pages. I should probably do this before we start. That's
fine. You started.
I know. So, for our step one, how would you rate the texture?
I think it's very crunchy and flaky. I don't think it's very sticky or dense.
Let's have a look. So it is, I would say it's pretty, it's okay dense-wise. I can pull on it a little bit. It's not going to flake apart. I'm actually pulling quite a bit.
Well, yeah, but...
Nothing's dusting off. It is pretty dusty. Keith was saying it wasn't necessarily shiny, though, which it's not shiny, but it is dusty. So the trichomes aren't long. They're real short. When I break into a little bit, I do get some of that shimmer shine. So
I don't.
It could be just because it was in a bag and it's been handled a lot.
Okay, there's a little bit.
Man, that smells good, though.
Mm-hmm. Very strong smell.
Texture, I'm going to give it a 5. I like the texture of it. Density, I'm going to give it a 4. And smell, I'm going to give it a 5.
Texture, I'm going to give it a 4.
A 4?
What was the next one? Density?
Density.
3. And what's the other one?
Smell.
Smell, I'm going to give it a 5. I like 5. The smell.
Okay, so I am at basically, let's say, a 4.5. And, you are at a 3.
Yeah, the smell is very sweet, floral. What else?
Sweet. I'm going to smell the bag.
Kind of what, citrus? Like grapefruit, maybe?
Yeah, total grapefruit. As soon as you said grapefruit, I got the fruit in my head that I'm smelling.
Yeah, kind of grapefruity.
Man, it's smell that. That smells like Mexico.
Tropical fruits.
Yeah, tropical fruits. Yep.
Papaya, mango.
Yeah.
Pineapple. Yeah.
So I also made a new purchase. That's fruity. I ordered some hemp wick. So from now on, we're going to be lighting the bong with hemp wick. Someone from work told me to try it. And so, yeah, we're going to try it. So I have that wrapped around my lighter. I didn't buy the contraption that your lighter slips into because we don't usually buy Bics. We usually buy the cheaper ones. But yeah, it was 420 feet for $13. And I wrapped probably about 6 feet around my lighter. So we are using our double percolator bong, and I do have some ice in it for the ice catcher. Do you want to take the first one?
You go ahead.
So I have it, the hemp wick is wrapped around my lighter, and I have the string tipped up. I'll take a picture and I'll put it on the Instagram account so you guys can see it. But yeah, you just basically just light, you use the lighter to light your hemp wick. And the hemp wick is just like a candle wick with beeswax around it.
And the point of the hemp wick is so you don't get the butane taste from the lighter, so it doesn't mess with the flavor of the weed.
Fuck. That's a different experience. Yeah. Yeah, if we had the other contraption, basically, it's you coil it on the bottom, and it has this part that pokes up, and it's a thing that sticks out, and so you just light that, and it'll instantly light, and then you just feed it through.
But, your way works.
Yeah, it's cheap. You know, the thing's like $5 for the that, but wrapping it around works just fine.
Okay.
And since it is covered in a wax, it you can kind of shape it to an extent, so you don't have to worry about it flopping around. I'm gonna do something different. AFK.
I don't get much flavor.
You don't get... See, I got a completely different flavor aspect.
I got a different flavor aspect, but I'm not getting much terps from this.
Oh, terpenes. Yeah, that's true. That's our second part. I totally did not even take... I took that hit to enjoy the weed, not to test it.
Like, that's definitely a different flavor than using a lighter, but...
Yeah, terps burn in harshness.
It burns good. I give it a 5. Terps, I would give it. A 2.
See, burn was a 5?
Mm-hmm. Terps is a 2.
Terps is 2.
And what was the other one?
Harshness.
1 being not harsh, 5 being. Harsh?
5 being not harsh, 1 being harsh.
Okay.
Or 0 being the harshest.
I would give it a 2.
A 2? Okay. So that gives you a total score of a 2.5. For your total score for you being that of a 5.5. Out of 10. For premium, that's pretty low. This should be in like the 7s or 8s.
Well, how much was the budget for the this part?
Let's go. Because
we gotta wait on the high score too.
Yeah, the green crack. It got a total score from Keith as a 7.5.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I did like the green crack.
You did have the same terp score of a 2, but you gave it a 5.5. For the burn and the harshness, so it wasn't harsh for you. And so you gave it a 5 for the burn and a 2 for the harsh.
I haven't smoked all this week much.
Oh, okay.
So.
Your high score is going to be great.
Yeah. I'm already feeling it.
Well, this is a 35%. So typically, when you buy something, it's going to, like, more premium stuff. Like, Fat Panda is generally a premium product. Northwest Cannabis Solutions is going to be premium stuff. Now, right now, Northwest Cannabis Solutions kind of, they have, like, a sale going on, I think, because a lot of their stuff is super cheap, and that's kind of why I jumped on it. Because this stuff would typically be $200, $250 an ounce, and I got it for 95 for the ounce. So I got it, half. Well, I you lost me, made me lose my track. What I was saying.
So is this a sativa or an
Yeah, this is
indica?
sativa. Sativa. I'm gonna take another hit so I can do my test. So we're going for a fruity paste.
Just got a dull, earthy taste.
Yeah, there's no sweetness to it. That's a bummer. You need to move those. It was earthy, but yeah, no citrus even. I'm just smelling the hemp wick now. So yeah, terps. I'm gonna give it a 2. It wasn't too great. I mean, the smell of it was
Not too
fantastic,
chirpy.
but the total terp and again. What I mean with the terp scale is comparison taste. Burn, I do like the way it burns, so yeah, I'll give it a 5. But for me, it wasn't harsh at all, so I'm gonna give it a 4. It had its moments, but we are using ice catcher, and we do have the double percolator, so that kind of has a play into it as well.
Well, let me do another one. I might change my harshness scale because I did do a very, very big hit. So I had to do
It's definitely more harsh with the butane. That's for sure, because I just did the butane the second time. I need to poke it through. It's not wanting to break.
Hemp like really smells weird.
It's beeswax and hemp. So yeah, back to our score here. So yeah, my score is a 3.5, and that puts my total score at an 8, which is what I would expect. Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Yeah, let me change my harshness score.
Okay. Need to sit. Just so you guys all know, I am sitting. I just need to sit.
Gonna give it a 3. It
3.
wasn't as harsh as I thought.
Okay. So
Yeah, it was just a really big hit I did the first time.
your harshness is 3, which puts your score at a 3. Like a 3.3. We'll just say 3. And that would change your score to a 6. All right. Now it gets an average median score of a 7. Oh. I would actually like if on a personal level, it's an 8 right now, even as it is. But for
Being a sativa,
our
I'm not liking it. Like the green crack, that got me going. That one's fun. This one's just.
Well, you also had a really long day. Because for me, the green crack was horrible, but I had a long day.
Well. We'll see. Gotta let it kick in more. That's how my first one was. too big.
Oh, man. I'm dying. Okay. Wow. Well, you want to take a quick break?
Yeah.
Want to kick in?
Yep. We'll come back and...
Yeah, we'll come back, but it won't feel like we're going to come back. Because it just pauses the recording. So it's going to be right. Like, boom, hi. Okay.
Time for the...
Lean on me. Okay, we're recording. You going to keep singing?
No.
Come on.
No.
You get like a record album.
Okay, let's...
So I already went through and did my get my high score. High score.
Well, you're gonna have to go through all the segments with me.
Yeah, I'm happy. Okay, so how high are you?
Out of
just how high are you right now?
Pretty high.
Yeah. Okay. Happy.
Out of
our normal 0 to 10.
Okay. Oh.
This part's 0 to 10.
8.
Yeah. Mine was a 9. Energy.
Five.
Mine was an 8. Mindset.
10.
Mm-hmm. Mine was an 8. Relaxation. Now, relax also in the mind.
Okay. Well, one thing I've noticed, my body, it's like all tingly.
I'm not like that.
Oh. I just feel very tingly.
This music's got me going. So what would you give it? I gave it a 5. That helps you.
I'd give it an 8.
Wow.
I'm pretty relaxed.
Capabilities. I gave it a 7. I could go get Mitch's right now. I wouldn't want to drive my car, though. I'd want to take yours. I don't want to shift.
Well, I'm kind of doing, like, this rocking side to side, so I don't think I would be capable of a whole lot.
I gave it a 7.
Yeah.
7?
7.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out the score real quick. So you actually have like a 7.5. Yep. 7.5. My total score was a 7.4. Keith's score was a 7.5. So we'll go with a 7.5 for total score. Which gives Blue Dream from Northwest Cannabis Solutions Legends a 7 on the quality and a 7.5 on the high.
And what was Green Crack?
Green Crack was a 7 on the quality and a 4.5 on the high.
Ah.
So you get your qualities could be the same. So our quality was roughly the same, but you have a huge difference in the high. This is advertising. You turn it down. So yeah, that's a good difference between premium and non-premium cannabis. Because yeah, it did get the same exact quality score. Just the high score was a lot better.
Yeah.
And it's definitely, you know, it's a good high. Like I'm feeling pretty good right now. Good mindset.
Just stevia.
Stevia?
Sativa.
Like, Stevie, you've been watching too much Breaking Bad.
A stevia. Get the stevia game on. So yeah, if you guys have any suggestions on things to try, this one was actually not necessarily a suggestion, but more or less, hey, if you get the chance, I guess that's a suggestion, if you get the chance, try it, right? Showed me on their menu today what it was, and had to go to, well, I had to look on a few different menus, because I looked at downtown. They didn't have it at downtown Main Street. They didn't have it at the east side Vancouver Main Street. Only the Longview Main Street. Is where I found this. It was recommended to us. This was actually like, hey, try this.
By the bud tender?
No, it's just with someone at work.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I'm going to enjoy this. This is going to be the primo. We should roll a joint with it.
We should infuse some oil with
it. Oh, fuck. Become monkeys. If you ever get a chance, YouTube trunk monkey. That's fun. But yeah, you reach us on... Oh, you gotta watch Trunk Monkey after... Okay, pull up your phone.
Let's watch it now.
Google Trunk Monkey. Right now. Trunk Monkey. You can find us on Instagram at the official Budcast. You can email us at askthisbudcast@gmail.com. Again, we'll take any suggestions, any offerings. Whatever you guys want, we will do. Just any of them. Do the guy breaking into the car.
The funniest trunk monkey commercials.
It's for Suburban, these commercials. They're hilarious. Yeah, if you get a chance, YouTube Trunk Monkey. Are you watching it now?
Yeah.
Do the cop one now. Okay. We'll catch you guys next time.